This is the chat with Mrs. Burns in third grade.
I'm Kate.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Arabella.
I'm Eliana.
I'm Jade.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Maggie. And today our topic is kids and technology.
In our class, there's a group of kids that are coding an app. They are making an app that they hope to sell on the App Store.
With the money that they make by selling the app, they will donate to the Anthony Rizzo Family Foundation for kids with cancer. And now we're going to play an interview. We interviewed our classmate Ben, and he is working on coding the app. Awesome. So here's his interview.
Cool.
So today we are here with Ben, and he is from the app development group in our class, and we're going to ask him a few questions about the app they're making. The first question is,
when you are older, do you think you are going to want to make apps?
Yeah, I probably will. Because, probably from this experience, I'll learn a lot more. And I think I'll start to get better at it. And I'll probably be able to make apps easier. And I could even get into, the harder versions of building apps, make harder apps. So, yeah, maybe when I'm older, I probably might make some more apps.
And the second question is,
what is the app about, and what are you considering for a name?
Well, the app is about, it's called Character Castle, and what you do is you design or create your own character. It's fun. You can take a picture, and you can use it as a background. It's kind of like a green screen, and so. You can take a picture of, let's say, a field, and then you can make your character, and let's say the background would be a field.
Okay, and the third and last question is, why did you pick the Anthony Rizzo Foundation to donate to?
Well, we did that because it was, when we first thought of our app, it was the most popular thing we could think of. That was the first thing that came up to our minds for when we said how we would help people, because that was our first question at the first time. And so we decided that we would donate all the money we got into creating our app and make it we would give that money to the Anthony Rizzo Foundation, where he would use to help the cancer.
Okay, thank you for letting us interview you, and this podcast will be out tomorrow on Friday, December 16th, I think. And, thank you. Bye.
Hey, Jade, don't you have something to say about our Native American projects?
Oh, yeah. So, in my class, we're doing a web quest on a Native American project, and we're trying to figure out how did Native Americans influence how we are today. And we're going to make a green screen movie, so I'm really excited.
Me too.
And
in my class, we have a lot of technology. Well, we have Dash and Dot, which are super fun. You can code them so they move, make noises, and so much more. We also have iPads, so we can do math, look up things, and we might even use them more than other things.
Like papers and pens.
Love using technology, and there's so much of it. There's so much to learn on it and so much to do.
Sarah, don't you have something to say?
Also?
Oh, yes. In our class, we make iMovies. They're really cool because you put pictures into movies. Sometimes we use them for presentations.
In our classroom, we are the communications group.
And
And sorry, you're not so, and now we're going to play an interview. We interviewed our principal, Mr. Godfrey, and we're going to play it.
So, we're here with our principal, Mr. Godfrey, to ask him about kids and technology. So we're going to ask him a few questions.
How do you think technology helps kids learn?
Well, I think that this is a great question because technology is such an important part of everyone's life nowadays. I feel like everywhere you go, there's some type of technology. And so I definitely think that, especially at Lincoln School, we are very lucky that our kids have the opportunity to have such great technology, such as the iPads and smart boards and things like that in their classrooms. So I definitely think that technology helps kids learn because technology is kind of the way of the future, and we're really lucky at Lincoln to have the opportunities for our kids to learn and to use lots of different technology at our school.
And the second question is,
do you think all schools should use technology and why?
Well, I definitely think that all schools should use technology, but some schools might not have the money or the resources to have technology for their kids. But like I said in the first answer, I definitely think that Lincoln is very lucky because we have very supportive families and a PTO that really supports our kids to make sure that they have technology. So I definitely think that schools should have it, and I think they should have it because kids need to learn how to use technology, because it is more than likely you're going to have jobs one day that require you to use technology, and we want you to be prepared for jobs when you get them.
And third and final question is,
do you think kids will learn better with technology or without it?
Well, so that's a tricky question, because I definitely think that kids learn better with technology, but I also think that there should be a balance of technology and kids reading books, for example. I think it's really important when kids to read books. My personal opinion is that I like kids actually holding a book in their hands and flipping the pages. And so I definitely think there should be a balance, and that it makes me nervous that maybe one day everything will be technology and there wouldn't be paper and pencil and books. So I definitely think that it's important, but at Lincoln School, I think we try to have a good balance of kids using paper and pencil and technology.
Okay, thank you for letting us interview, and this interview will be on our podcast, which is coming out tomorrow on Friday.
Thank you, ladies.
Hey, Isabella, don't you have something to say about what group we are in?
Yes, in our classroom, we are the communications group, and we make podcasts. These podcasts are made by 8- and 9-year-olds.
Us.
Every week we make them, unless we have 2 or 3 days. We are all girls. As you know, our names are Jade, Kate, Maggie, Isabella, Arabella, Eliana, and Sarah. We all vote on the topic we want. So our topic, as you should know, is kids and technology.
That's all today for the chat. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.